From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
It's 47 degrees in Lawrence, 48 in Manhattan, 47 in Emporia. It's 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, lots of frequencies all around the state, and always streaming worldwide at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in just about 12 minutes, another update of news headlines. Before we get to 7 o'clock, voters went to the polls yesterday in Texas, North Carolina, and Arkansas for some pretty big races. The results could help determine control of Congress and how people feel about Democratic and Republican Party leadership. We'll get you a full wrap-up of what we know and what's still in doubt coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore in downtown Lawrence, hosting events with authors Shellon David, Nicole Woods, Bill Sheldon, and Karen Miriam Goldberg this March. More information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
As far as the weather goes, if you like rain, you're in luck, because we're going to get quite a bit of it. 50% chance of rain tonight, lows in the lower 40s for tomorrow. Mostly cloudy through the morning, becoming partly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. There's a 90% chance of rain tomorrow night with a chance of storms, near steady temperatures in the upper 50s, with temperatures actually rising after midnight. Then on Friday, that's the big question mark. We do have a 90% chance of rain with a chance of storms. It's going to be cloudy for much of the day. How much rain we're going to get and whether or not we get severe storms is going to be dictated by how much sunshine we get early in the day on Friday. Again, we're expecting highs in the lower 70s, 80% chance of rain Friday night with lows in the mid-30s. So it'll be a lot cooler once that front moves through. It is 6:20 and this is KPR.
Uncontested airspace. Continuing coverage tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. From 5 to 9 a.m., get caught up on all the news from overnight, plus get regional news. Matthew Algio will be your local host. Start off your day with Morning Edition tomorrow.
Support for KPR comes from Claw Valley Greenhouses, a sponsor of the Kansas City Garden Symposium, a full day of garden education and inspiration presented by Gardeners Connect on Saturday, March 21st. Tickets and more information at gardenersconnect.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 6:30.
Lawyers said their clients had been subjected to facial recognition technology. Protesters and journalists described agents photographing them and calling them by name or knowing their home addresses. Lawyers worry such tactics violate the Constitution, particularly the First Amendment. DHS denies that. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks rebounded, finishing higher on Wall Street. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The University of Kansas is pushing back on a report by KCUR Radio that claimed the university was using tuition and taxpayer money to pay its student athletes. Associate Vice Chancellor for Public Affairs Joe Monaco told KPR that, quote, the university does not provide any dollars, tuition, state general funds, or otherwise, to Kansas Athletics. Monaco also added, quote, Kansas Athletics is a fully self-sustaining enterprise that operates entirely on revenue it generates itself, end quote. The Kansas Senate has passed a proposal to restrict student walkouts during the school day. As KPR State House reporter Zach Boblett explains, the measure could face legal challenges.
The plan would require written parental permission before a Kansas student can leave school to protest. It would also fine districts if staff encouraged a walkout. 1969 Supreme Court ruling found that students do not shed their First Amendment rights at the schoolhouse gate. Kansas American Civil Liberties Union Executive Director Micah Kubik says the amendment is punitive.
It's very clearly designed to punish anyone who allows students to engage in constitutionally protected expression.
Republican Senator Michael Murphy said he proposed the change because schools are not marking students who left to protest as truant. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Kansas lawmakers held a hearing yesterday on a bill that would ban digital devices in elementary school classrooms. It would also limit the time middle school and high school students could use school-owned devices in class. Now, supporters say the bill would protect student privacy and mental health while improving their ability to learn. But state officials say students take state exams on digital devices. Frank Harwood is with the State Department of Education.
If this bill were enacted for next school year, we would not be able to implement the state assessment, nor would districts be able to do the required dyslexia screeners.
Harwood says it would be difficult to enforce screen time limits for students in certain classes or college credit programs. Many districts would also have to spend more on textbooks and printed materials. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
On Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host. Get caught up on all the news from overnight and more with Morning Edition. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 90.3 FM in Chanute, many other frequencies all around the state, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting The Cottage, a romantic farce with mistaken identities, secrets, and nonstop hilarity. Playing March 13th through the 15th and 19th through the 22nd. Information at theaterlawrence.com.
Up next on your KPR1 stations, news headlines at 7:01, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Jake Armerding as your host. If you're joining us on KPR2, up next we have the Moth Radio Hour.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics, providing pediatric primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for children from birth to age 21 at One Lawrence location. More information at pandapeds.com.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a 50% chance of rain, a low in the lower 40s. Tomorrow, some sun, but then mostly cloudy. Highs tomorrow in the mid-60s and a 90% chance of rain tomorrow night. It's 10 minutes before 7.
Lakes Region. Learn more at joycefdn.org. And from the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation. Investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at Hewlett.org. This is NPR.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we don't just tell you what's happening, we tell you why. Listen for the latest developments on the biggest breaking news stories every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow on KPR1 and KPR2 stations 5 to 9 a.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from University Press of Kansas, publisher of The Boundless Game by Tim Bascom, a collection of essays exploring soccer through personal experience, travel, and encounters across cultures. More at kansaspress.ku.edu.
Stay tuned. News headlines coming up in less than a minute, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music tonight with your host, Jake Armerding.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
We do have a 50% chance of rain tonight. We're expecting a low in the lower 40s tomorrow. Mostly cloudy in the morning. We will see some sunshine. Highs in the mid-60s. 90% chance of rain tomorrow night with a chance of storms. Near steady temperatures in the upper 50s with temperatures actually rising into the 60s after midnight. This is KPR. It's 7:01 and the news is next.